Let's talk about thinking like an investor. Up to this point, through founder phase, farmer phase, you've mostly been investing your time as an entrepreneur. But when you reach tinker phase, you get a tiny little bit of time freedom to invest in something else, and a tiny little bit of financial freedom, again, to invest somewhere else. And this shift of thinking has to accompany your actions. It even has to precede your actions. And so my friend Sharan Srivatsa sent me this crude drawing that he just did on his iPad. I'm going to share it with you in the group. But imagine a pyramid with six layers inside. And this pyramid, starting from the bottom and working its way to the top, is the evolution of the thought process of the entrepreneur. So the bottom layer is technician. And they're mostly concerned with how to do the thing. So, you know, how to coach fitness in our case. And the next level up is the salesperson, which is like, the leveraged how. They can convince lots of people to do the thing, but maybe they're not like actually delivering the thing anymore. And then the third layer is the operator, the gym owner, basically. And they're concerned with what? What do I sell? What is my audience? How do I deliver that? What does my staff do? Stuff like that. Operations, basically. And if you're hiring a general manager, by the way, they're going to sit at that operator level, because the next level is the first kind of tinker level of entrepreneurship, and that's called investor. And investor is mostly concerned with who. Now, I know when you think about investor, you're probably thinking about like bitcoins and funds, like index funds and stuff, but really what you're doing is you're asking yourself, who am I going to invest in? And I'll come right back to that. The level above investor is philosopher, somebody who's mostly concerned with their why. And the level above that is like a bum. You know, what do I do today? I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have any responsibilities. I'm not worried about paying for my dinner. What do I do right now? So these six layers of the progression of entrepreneurship are technician, salesperson, operator. Then, you know, you kind of cross this line into the tinker phase, investor, then philosopher, and then bum at the peak. Now, the hard part of ascending this pyramid is what Sharan calls the swamp. And you'll see in my drawing here, there's a green line between operator and investor. And that green line is where you have to make the mental shift from what do I do today to how do I invest my time or my money. And today I'm going to give you some tips that I've had to learn over the last couple of years that's helped shift my mindset. So by the way, showing up to your gym, coaching classes, working in the gym 4 days a week, 4.5 days a week, 5 days a week, that's okay. You still have to invest your time there if you're going to make money. Over time though, you might decide that your time is better invested somewhere else. So to start with, let's frame this conversation by saying that you're probably a pretty good entrepreneur. In fact, you're way better than most entrepreneurs and CEOs if you've reached the tinker phase. The average return on an index fund in the S&P 500 is about 5%. So if you can get 6% return on your investment, then you're doing better than the average CEO in the largest companies in America. We are going to try for about a 10% return. And what that means is that every year, if you put time or money into a new project, into maybe it's Bitcoin, maybe it's you buy a new business, maybe you're opening another business, you have to look at how am I going to get at least a 10% return on this. So a lot of people reach this phase, they're not really sure what they should be doing with their time or their money, and they say, I've got extra money, I'm going to put it back in my gym. And the filtering question that you have to ask to help train your brain to think like an investor is, how will this reinvestment in my gym get me a 10% return at least over the next year? So for example, hey, the gym had a profit this year. My bookkeeper says, if I don't spend this money, I'm gonna pay taxes on it. I'm gonna buy 10 new rowers. Are those new rowers going to increase your profit by at least 10% next year? Or will that help move you to 10% profit next year? Well, probably not. In fact, you're probably better to take that money out of your company and invest it somewhere else. But where? Well, let's talk about first, you know, what you've got to leave in your company. All you need in your company is about 2 months worth of fixed expenses. You don't have to save money for variable expenses if you're paying your staff on the 4-9 model. You don't have to hold money back to pay them because you're only paying them on revenue that comes in, right? The staff creates the money that pays them. That's the whole intent of the 4-9 model. So you only have to save about 2 months worth of fixed expenses, and then you should invest the rest. Now, that doesn't mean you've got to put it in a long-term investment. Most people kind of hoard cash in their business or in their private life because they're scared that the rug's going to get pulled out from under them and they're going to need money quick. But if you think about it, there are very few catastrophes in business in which you would need access to all of your money in less than a week. So what I would suggest is you put your money in something fairly liquid, you know, buy an index fund or something like that, an ETF, where you can get your money back in 72 hours or so, and just let it accrue interest. And then, you know, you'll say like, okay, I don't need it today. I don't need it this week. I'll just leave it in there for another week. I'll leave it in there until I'm ready to take it out. And over time, you'll just kind of forget about it. And I learned this lesson back in early 2021 and just took some money out that I was calling my emergency fund in TwoBrain, put it into the S&P 500 index fund through Vanguard. And I've made about $20,000 on that that I wouldn't have if I had just left the money sitting where it was. So if you are nervous or you have like roller coaster cash flow, then just put the money someplace where you can access it quickly, where it's fairly liquid. The reason that I'm not investing in another gym is that I already have a passion project, okay? Like my gym is my passion project. TwoBrain Business is my passion project. I literally woke up at 2:30 this morning and my brain just couldn't stop. I had to start making a whole bunch of lists for TwoBrain Business. So what I'm investing in right now are basically real estate and other more passive investments. And I'll talk about that on the next episode. So you have to ask yourself, like, if I've got extra money right now and I'm thinking like an investor, I know how to run a good gym. That's great. Do I want to open another gym using the systems that I've proven are replicable to get me to like a 10% return on that investment? Or do I want to just put the money somewhere else because I've already got a passion project, which is my gym, okay? In other words, are you going to put the money somewhere where you're also going to invest time or someplace where you're not going to invest time? For me, I am so in love with TwoBrain Business that I don't want to work at any other job. And so that means like I'm going to buy self-storage units and hire somebody to manage them because I don't want to buy myself something that takes me away from TwoBrain Business, my passion project, okay? What has to happen here is you have to shift your mindset from doer to investor. So just instead of like saying, well, I love coaching, I'm going to buy or I'm going to open or I'm going to, you know, duplicate into another gym because I love coaching so much, you have to realize that you can't be at three gyms at once. And so your mindset has to shift from what can I do to where can I put my money where it will grow on its own, okay? You also have to learn how to spend like an investor. So when I look at new purchases or new mentorship programs, new mastermind groups, new accountants, I always ask, is this an investment or is it an expense? And I try not to take on any expenses. I only try to make investments. So for example, when I was interviewing Bob Govro, he did a great little seminar in the Tinker Group. I got on a call with him and I said, Bob, I really want to work with you. How can we make your service pay for itself? And he said, that's easy. You know, my cost is X. I'm going to save you at least that much money in taxes in the first 2 months. And that's going to pay for my service for the entire year. And he did. And then that relationship, of course, down the road, unlocked well over $1 million in private financing for me. And it's been great. But at this point, I'm always asking myself, like, how am I going to get a return? I have more than enough places to put money. And if you've even got $10,000, you've got lots of places you could put it to. You could open up a coffee shop if you want to. You could open up another gym. You could invest in your neighbor's tire business. You could put it in Bitcoin, whatever. But at this stage, it's really important that you know exactly how you're going to get a return on that money instead of just opening up yet another passion project, okay? So you want to find things that are investments instead of expenses. You probably don't want to buy yourself another passion project. In fact, if you're investing in passive revenue streams, you can focus more time and energy on your passion project because you've already got that. You've already got a gym. And you also get this filter of what can I do with my money? There are many, many ways that I could use this money. What is the best place to put it that's going to get me the long-term result right now? Nobody wakes up one day and just flips a switch, thinks they're an investor, and that's it. It's a learned mindset, but it really changes the way that you approach everything, even the decisions that you make in your own gym. Hope this helps.